We have three bases for our objection. The first point is the fact that there was no wide consultation by the government to the citizenry with regard to the proposed introduction of the new currency, both in its design as well as the denominations.
The government is the government of Zambia. It is in charge of printing money. Does it have to consult the public before printing money or before designing money?
Yes, they have to. That currency is not going to be only used by government officials. That currency will be used by each and every citizen on a daily basis almost. So when we pick out a note from our wallets and we look at that note before we pass it over to whoever we want to buy goods or services from, we need to be pleased with what we see on the note. We need to be pleased. So the design is critical. The design is important to the masses. The design has to be something that is acceptable. Specifically, we are particularly disappointed with the fact that the government decided to remove all our previous presidents, all our previous leaders, all our previous, you know, freedom fighters from the currency, and instead replace all those people, not the individuals, you know, who contributed significantly to the building of this nation to where it is today. They were totally omitted, like zero representation on all the new notes. And instead, the government decided to put animals. We are not adverse to the inclusion of wildlife on the banknote, but they should be included, you know, to supplement or rather to complement the human beings which are there, the people who have contributed to this nation to where it is. We had Kenneth Kaunda, we had Frederick Chirua, we had Levi Mwanawasa, we had Rupia Banda, we had Michael Chirufyasata, we had Edgar Chagwarungu, we had Mama Chikamoneka, we had Gray Zulu, all those notable individuals, you know.
It can be argued also that the animals you're talking about are also part of the Zambian nation, and they add on to the beauty, the natural beauty of the country.
As a matter of fact, yes, James. And in terms of the design of previous knots, even existing knots, you realize that there are animals there, but the animals are not put there in isolation. The animals are not put in the knots current and previous to the exclusion of human beings. They are put there to complement human beings.